Hello, fellow Earthlings. It's me, Bailey. Welcome to my podcast, The Conscious Buzz, where we chat about all things conscious living, holistic self-care, and the ways in which you can step into your highest evolvement in order to show up fully for yourself, other beings, and the Earth. Our planet is in an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation right now, and the world needs each and every one of us to own our truth, step into our power, and take action on behalf of our and the planet's highest good. I am here to remind you that collective healing happens on an individual level. Without further ado, let's dive in. Hello, everyone. It's been a hot and spicy minute since I have recorded a podcast episode. I took a little break from Instagram, and that kind of trickled out into me taking a break from everything, and I'm really glad that I did. It was a much needed kind of, I guess, detox from all of the consumption that I was doing, and I needed a chance for the dust to settle and for everything that I had been taking in through my senses to have a chance to assimilate within myself and for me to really digest it, understand it, and let it change me and for me to evolve and grow in response to the things that I had been taking in. Over the past few years, my, enchanted outlook as far as material objects go has sort of dwindled away. I don't really care about shopping or stuff like that anymore. But I realized that even though I haven't been consuming material things and shopping and accumulating like shoes and clothes and jackets and whatever it is, that I have ramped up my consumption in other areas of my life. So media consumption, books, podcasts, webinars, workshops, you name it. I have been consuming the crap out of it, which I think is awesome. Sometimes there's definitely a really fine line. And I think that I kind of was at that point of a little bit in the danger zone. I just was taking so much in and like reading all these new philosophies or ideas or opinions, ideologies, concepts, beliefs, perspectives that all were valid. They were all incredible. But because I was just taking in one after the other, I wasn't really giving myself the chance to really absorb this stuff and to really take it in and to let it settle within my awareness so that I could come to a place of fully understanding it, so that not only can I just turn around and repeat back to you the things that I have learned like a parrot, but that I will have such a clear understanding of the things that I have consumed, that they've changed me and they've transformed me, and I have developed my own understanding so that I can then turn around and present to you, present to whoever, to the world, to myself, whatever the situation calls for, this information in a way that is applicable and able to be assimilated in my life and offered in a way that is tangible and has utility. So I hope that makes sense. And if consumption is something that you've been doing a whole heck of a lot of recently, I would definitely recommend taking a little break. And I think that a big reason, aside from the fact that basically, like, my entire generation is addicted to their phone, and I probably am kind of erring on, again, the edge of danger. And that was another big reason why I wanted to just take a week off from everything. On top of that, it's already kind of a problematic situation, but with coronavirus, we were home and we weren't going out, and we were quiet and we were still. And when there is extra stillness in our life, we don't live in a society that tells us to invite that stillness and to like sit with the the discomfort that sometimes it brings, where we live in a society that encourages us to constantly be busy, to constantly be doing, to consuming, reading, taking in, whatever it is. So with this kind of global stillness, a lot of space was created for an excess in media consumption. And I definitely think that that chasm was filled with that particular activity. So yeah, if you're just kind of feeling overwhelmed and full of just too full, not full in the sense of fulfilled, but just full in the sense of overflowing, then I definitely would recommend taking a little break and just letting everything that you have been taking in actually sit within you so that you can contemplate it and assimilate it into your being. I also want to add that not only is it important to take the step back from the consumption so that you can allow yourself to be transformed and evolved by the things that you learn, but also take a step back, because so often we seek outside of ourselves for the answers that we hold within. Okay, we live in an age of distraction, and it's easy to get caught up in it and to constantly be seeking and reaching outside for whatever it is that we want. So it's important to take a step back, to pause, to look within, to seek those answers within yourself, because you have what you need. And yeah, you know, the world that we live in does not tell us that. It does not reinforce that truth. So yes, it is valid to take a step back so that you can be transformed by whatever it is that you're learning, whether it's you're on like a personal development kick or education kick, whatever it is, to take a pause and contemplate and let that kind of sit and assimilate. And then it's also just important to recognize the times when you are not listening to yourself, when you are distracting yourself and you're being pulled away from who you are. Because at the end of the day, you are the one that you need to turn to for the answers that you seek as far as growth and development goes. So, you know, finding the balance between the two. So without further ado, I just wanted to say hello, tell you guys where I've been a little bit. And I actually recorded a version of this episode right before I went on my social media sabbatical. But after listening back to it, I'm having difficulties over here. It's Mercury retrograde. That's why. After listening to it again, I just wasn't really vibing with it. So I'm going to record a new version of it. And yeah, I hope you guys like it. So basically, I had been considering this concept of impermanence and how that's the only guarantee in life is that things change and that things are impermanent. Nothing actually stays the same. Sameness and static and stagnancy are an illusion, right? We're fluid beings. We're constantly in motion. We're constantly being given the opportunity to evolve. We are the only living beings that have the choice as to whether or not we evolve. We have free will, and we can choose to stagnate and stay the same, or we can choose to evolve. And there's a certain level of biological evolution that, yes, we're going to do maybe without the conscious decision. But once we hit that threshold, from that point, we then get to choose, okay, do I stay here? Do I stay at this level of existence, of consciousness, or do I step up into my next level? Do I evolve? Do I expand and open the possibility and expand my consciousness? You know, we get that choice. And it's incredible, you know, and for that to happen, we have to be willing to change. We have to be willing to let the old version of ourself die. We have to be willing to die to lay to rest the identity that we have been so carefully constructing potentially for our entire lives. We spend our whole lives crafting this idea of who we think that we're supposed to be. And it's a lot to be asked to essentially let that part of us die off. It's scary because we don't know what waits for us on the other side. But most of the time, what awaits us on the other side of this ego death is something so much greater. It is a step closer to our highest evolvement. We become more of who we are when we let go of who we think we are. I'm going to repeat that because it sounds good. We become more of who we are when we let go of who we think we are. And I think with everything that's happening in the world, like with coronavirus and just the awakening as far as the oppression and the oppressive systems and beliefs and behaviors that have been holding captive so many lives for so long, we're waking up. And I'm not at all saying that this is new. You know, that's a huge thing that I understand, that I want everyone to understand. The stuff that's going on with racism right now is not new. Racism did not go away and then come back. Okay. It never went away. It just evolved. That's all that happened. It adapted. It changed with us. So it went from slavery to lynching to Jim Crow. And now here we are with the mass incarceration and the police brutality. It has not gone away, you guys. It has just adapted to our current social and cultural situation. Okay, so with everything that's happening right now in the world, with the way that 2020 has been, it's been a time of incredible awakening and incredible change. Like, it's been insane. And if you don't think that it has been insane and super crazy, then you must be Patrick Starr living underneath a rock. Like, I don't. Oh gosh, it's been a ride, you guys. And along with many other things, I think it's been a huge and beautiful reminder that nothing is supposed to stay the same and nothing will stay the same. Nothing is permanent. For so long, we got so comfortable because things were kind of the same, you know? And we took those things for granted. We took our norm for granted. And we thought that it would always be like that. Okay, but 2020 is here to remind us that nothing is permanent. And problems start to happen when we start to attach ourselves to things as though they are permanent. Okay, we attach ourselves to beliefs. We attach ourselves to systems, to ideas, to people, to identities. Whatever it is, we cling like a leech for dear freaking life onto whatever this thing is. And when it is shaken or questioned, when the foundation of it feels rocky, we don't know what to do because we've attached. And in a way, part of our identity becomes contingent on this thing that we have attached ourselves to. And this is just my pure speculation, but I theorize that a lot of the resistance that people have as far as exploring other, I guess, political beliefs, but just other ways of seeing the world, I think people have struggled with this so much because you're asking them to let go of the idea that everything that they thought was correct and true up until this point, you're asking them to question that. And they've built their entire life on whatever that belief or identity is. So when you, I'm not excusing this behavior in any way whatsoever. It's just a really powerful example of how I guess dangerous attachment can become, right? But if we move into this place of fluidity and non-attachment, and we move through life as a fluid being, then we let go of that suffering and that danger that comes with the attachment. And we're seeing this so clearly now with the systems that have been in place for so long that have in various ways told us that they're here for our benefit, and they're here to take care of us, they're here to protect us, they're here to blah 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 blah, fill in the blank, whatever. And we're seeing now that it's a lie. It's not true, right? But we don't question these things. We're fed this information in school, and we take it on as truth. We strap that backpack of beliefs on. We zip it up, and then we never unzip it again, and we never take it off. We take it at face value and assume that it is correct, and that these huge-ass systems that are in place that we live our life in accordance with, that dictate a huge-ass part of our lives, we assume that they have our best interests and the interests of others at heart. But it's just not true. It's just not true. And that reality, the reality of these systems sucking, isn't fun. It's not fun. And I think that's why so many people choose ignorance over being awake, because being awake is hard. Being aware of the reality of this particular world is hard. And I say this particular world because, you know, the Matrix, nothing's actually real. But we're still here. We're having a lived experience. Black people are having a lived experience. People of color are having a lived experience, and it is valid. It needs to be recognized, honored, respected, and we have a responsibility to show up for our Black brothers and sisters, to show up for and fight against the injustice that is happening in our world. One of the major ways that this theme of impermanence is being magnified and brought to light right now is death. People are dying from Rona. People are dying by the hands of the people who are supposed to protect us, on top of the people that are dying for various other reasons, okay? Because other death didn't stop. There's just more death now than there would have been if coronavirus was not a thing. So again, it's just this reminder that nothing is permanent, not even our lives. And I think especially around like my age group, I'm 22, and like around this age is when we have this idea that we are invincible because we're young and we're healthy and we're energetic and we're excited about life, and we have this whole beautiful life ahead of us if we are lucky enough to get the chance to live it. And we assume that bad things happen to people over there, right? Death happens to other people over there. And it's just not true. You know, any of us could die at any moment. 5 minutes from now is not a guarantee. Right? 10 minutes, not a guarantee. A week, not a guarantee. 10 years, not a guarantee. Ugh, which is why it just makes me so sad to hear all this talk about people hustling and grinding and like doing the work and getting the job that they hate just to make the money so that when they're this old, they can retire and then they can start to live their life. What? You guys, no, that is not, that's not, no, we have to start living now. We have to start showing up as our fullest, best self right now, because tomorrow might not happen. Literally any of us could die at any moment, anytime, in any way. Anywhere. all the Ennies. Right? Okay, and saying it is one thing and embodying it is another. Okay, so, but the understanding of impermanence and the understanding of our mortality is what gives life its substance, right? If we live forever, nothing would matter. If we live forever, there would be no urge to tell that person that you love them. There would be no urge to travel to that country that you've always wanted to go to. There would be no urge to learn this new skill, to try out your passion, to paint this painting, whatever it is. Life does not last forever. Nothing does. And when was the last time that you really let yourself be in awe? You know? Gosh, like looking at the sunset every night is, oh my God, it's my favorite thing to do. And no matter what, no matter if a year ago I saw a sunset that was arguably more spectacular, I still allow myself the space to be in awe because it's incredible, because life is incredible. And the fact that we have eyes to see and ears to hear and senses to experience this world around us is such a gift. And as kids, we're so shamelessly dazzled by literally everything, because the whole concept of being alive is new. We're a new human. We are fresh out the womb, and everything is interesting. Everything is exciting. Everything is awesome. Everything is wonderful. Everything is cool. Everything is new. Right? But as we grow, we lose this fervor for life. When we're kids, we're curious and inquisitive and we're non-judgmental and we're so unafraid to be wrong because we have not attached our identity to a belief yet. Okay? Because when we're wrong, it means that there is a chance for us to learn something new. It means there is a chance for us to deepen our understanding of the world and expand our consciousness. And that is an incredibly exciting concept. And we know that as children. And imagine if we could carry that mindset with us through our adult life. If everyone was okay with being wrong, because they did not have some toxic, egoic identification with a belief that they are holding on to. So in regards to being wrong, I think there's a really big invitation and a really big necessity for us to take this on, to be okay with being wrong in light of the global awakening around justice and inequality. We have to be willing to be wrong, especially as white people. Okay. I was introduced to this concept a while ago of white fragility, and boy, it is just a real thing. And without realizing it, I was a perpetrator of it. You know, I didn't want to hear it. I thought that because, you know, I wasn't racist and I did all these things that meant I could never do anything wrong, and anyone that came at me was incorrect, and that was that. Or they were attacking me for no reason, or like, I wasn't the problem. You need to go talk to that person. They're the problem. And that, my friends, there you go. It's your toxic egoic identification. I had this idea that I had already done all my work. I was not part of the problem. I was a good white person, blah, 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 all the things. Yeah, that's really problematic. And I had to, you gotta let go of that shit. You know, I'm wrong. And there's probably some stuff I've said in this podcast that is wrong. And I want to be called out. Like, I want to be made aware of the things that I'm saying, the things that I'm doing, the beliefs that I'm holding on to, the way that I'm phrasing things. I want to know if it's wrong, if I can do better. Okay, but if we stay silent, Oh yeah, I actually was listening to a podcast earlier with, hold on, let me look up. Yeah, with a guest named Koya Webb. She's a Black influencer in the wellness space. She's really awesome. You should look her up. I was listening to her podcast, or she was a guest on a podcast episode with Sahara Rose, who is another amazing influencer that I really love. Anyway, she was talking about how there's this tussle about being silent, you know, like, oh, you know, I want to be silent, or I don't want to say anything wrong and like make anything worse and blah, 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 which is understandable. Okay. It's valid. I get that. I hear you. But, and I definitely had that. I had that perspective. Absolutely. 100%. I don't want to be problematic by saying the wrong thing. It's understandable. But if we are holding on to these beliefs and we never voice them, how are we going to get feedback? You know? If we never share, if we never speak up, we're not opening ourselves to the possibility of being corrected, of gaining a deeper understanding and broadening our awareness, broadening and expanding our consciousness in light of the situation. So speaking up, even when you're wrong or potentially wrong, which everyone's always going to be a little bit wrong, 100%. Like, you can never do anything that's going to please everyone 100% of the time. But the point is that you show up with the attitude of being okay with being wrong. So you don't get your panties in a twist when someone calls you out. It is okay to be wrong. So I mentioned earlier that this podcast was just going to be a redo of one that I had previously recorded. And that is now false information. It's fake news. This podcast was not at all what I originally recorded. And that's totally okay. I actually think that what I talked about today is definitely more relevant. And yeah, I really do hope that this resonated. And as I grow and learn, I understand more and more how it is these really simple principles that when fully understood and embodied and integrated into the way that you live your life, these are the things that make the big difference. So if you can really sit with the idea of being okay with being wrong and not attaching yourself to outcomes, people, desires, goals, whatever it is, that has the potential to make such a huge impact on the way that you live your life and show up in the world. Those two simple things, or one simple thing, because they relate to each other. Not being afraid to be wrong and not attaching. So I hope that you know, you found some value in this. And if you have any questions, as usual, any questions, comments, concerns, or if there's something that I said that was just super wrong and you want to call me out, I'd be happy to have a conversation. I'm always interested in knowing how I can improve and provide better content. So the best way to do that is through my Instagram. It's @_HayBales, HayBales. And if you liked this episode, please leave a review. And yes, I hope you all have a wonderful day. And thank you for your patience, as I have not been recording at all over the past month. But we're getting back to it. It's okay. There's no deadlines in life. Well, there are, but only self-imposed ones. Okay, bye guys.